Anti-billionaire Mark Ruffalo endorses billionaire Tom Steyer for California governor. By Paul Bois on May 30, 2026. Actor Mark Ruffalo has endorsed billionaire Tom Steyer in California's governor race, even though the movie star regularly rails against billionaires. The Disney Marvel star delivered his endorsement of Steyer in an Instagram post on Thursday. Tom has spent the last two decades working to stop climate change. Becerra is bought and paid for by big oil and other corporations that have spent nearly $50 million to elect him, Ruffalo declared. Though Ruffalo admitted that he is no fan of billionaires, adding that he sees no reason for people to have that kind of wealth, he sidestepped that issue by attempting to distinguish Steyer from an oligarch, seemingly unaware that Steyer is using his vast wealth to buy political power and influence, like an oligarch. While I'm not a fan of billionaires and see no reason for people to have that kind of wealth, I think there is a distinction between an oligarch and a billionaire, he said. One uses their wealth and power to amass more wealth and power, driven purely by greed. Their wealth is usually based on the exploitation of the land, environment, other resources, or people. Although Tom is a billionaire, I do not view him as an oligarch, unlike Musk or Thiel or Trump or Bezos. Tom is a progressive who will work for the people of California, not to enrich himself or corporations. If elected, he will appoint an administration of people who are progressive and solution-oriented, he continued. He will be a bulwark against Trump. Tom is calling for ICE to be abolished and will hold ICE accountable for crimes in California. He is against the corporate merger of Paramount and Warner Brothers. And he will work to make Hollywood a thriving industry based in California again. Tom supports taxing the rich, including himself, whereas Becerra has not supported calls to tax billionaires. Ruffalo's hardcore progressive fans expressed disappointment, with many feeling that Steyer's very status as a billionaire disqualifies him from office. This is so disappointing to read from you. Steyer could help millions of people without ever holding office with his money today. But instead he's spent $300 million on his presidential run and this governor run. Billionaires should not exist, said one user. Dear Mark, Tom is the perfect example of if he wanted to, he would. Steyer doesn't need the title of governor to do any of the things he claims to want to do, he's a billionaire, said another user. Making promises about ICE doesn't mean he will actually do anything, or that he actually can. The problem billionaires promises, is getting billionaire results when their billionaire friends turn their backs on them, said another.